Walmart is now being attacked for its treatment of women in particular. A new coalition in the U.S. has just kicked off a campaign called Love Mom, Not Walmart. The groups include labor unions, advocates for women, and members of Congress. The groups have kicked off this campaign is intended to pressure the company to increase its wages for its female employees. Plus, 1.5 million women have signed on to a class action lawsuit against the company. The suit alleges that the women were assigned to lower-level jobs than their male counterparts. Most of Walmart's workers earn less than $19,000 a year. Walmart's chief executive, Lee Scott, adamantly defends the company's employment practices. He argues that the company pays more than most other retailers and offers better opportunities. He points to long lines for job applications as an indication that the company has a positive reputation as an employer. A new store in Glendale, Arizona, attracted 8,000 job applicants for 525 jobs. Walmart is the largest company in the United States with 3,700 stores.